Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time, and on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And, you know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially live ones. And this is being brought to you with generous support from Carol Butler at Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And, yes, she's here in our studio this morning as a guest.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I want to mention that, Carol, that you can actually applaud during these acoustic sessions. I don't know if you knew that. You can scream, jump up and down, you know, whatever. And you hear the voice. The voice of our live acoustic session person here this morning is Lawrence Lambert. How are you, Lawrence?
He is here. I am doing great, great.
He is here.
Thank you for the invite. This is so nice. Thank you, Carol. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it wouldn't be possible without Carol, and she's sitting here in the studio with us this morning.
And thank you, Hunter.
Thank you for coming down here, Lawrence. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Excellent. Well, what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking?
I'm
going to
do one of my theme songs. It's a Tracy Chapman song.
Okay. This is Lawrence Lambert here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Boom, boom, boom. Hey, hey, hey. Ha, ha. Don't you know I'm talking about a revolution? Sounds like a whisper. Poor people gonna fight up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. And I said you better run, 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 run. 'Cause finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Come on now. And I said you better run, 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 run. And I said you better run, 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 run. 'Cause finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. And I said you better run, 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 run. Come on now, everybody sing. And I said you better run, 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 run. Carol, I can't hear you. 'Cause finally the tables are starting to turn, talk about a revolution. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Check us out. Come to my window. Come inside and wait by the light of the moon. Come to my window, I'll be home soon. Hey, hey. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Little revolution.
Yeah, Lawrence Lambert here on Hunter at Sunrise. It's so great to hear your voice again.
Oh, thanks. It's really nice to be heard.
And why don't you introduce who's playing with you here
today?
I've
got Larry Burwald here with me, and he is just an amazing musician, artist, and friend. And we're actually starting to work together. We're getting ready to put some really
nice stuff out there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm really excited to be working with him.
The feeling is mutual, darling.
Oh, thanks. Every time I hear him play, I'm like, okay, we've got to add that icing to that cake.
Delicious.
Larry, it's so great to see you again.
Thank you.
Great to have you back on the show.
Fun to be here.
It's been a while.
Thanks.
It's been a while for both of you. Where you been? What have you been doing?
Well, I actually had back surgery.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, I'm titanium now. So
you're titanium?
Yeah. Yeah. Superpowers.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Dr. Skidmore. He put me back together when I was shattered.
Oh, my gosh.
So it took me a while to recover from that. It was a pretty scary thing for a while, you know. And I'm just so nice to be healing and not feeling fragile anymore and able to play again, because there was a time when I really couldn't even pick up the guitar.
Oh, my gosh.
So
do you mind if I ask what happened?
Well, I asked my doctor the same thing. I said, well, what happened? And he said something about getting older. Anyway.
No.
No.
But it was like he said he had there was no rhyme or reason to it. But for some reason, my L4, L5 just really got really bad.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was, you know, throwing my back out, just like putting on a coat, just crazy stuff. And I said, you know, quality of life. I didn't really feel comfortable playing because I wouldn't want to obligate myself to doing a show and then have my back go out. So now that I'm glued back together again, stapled and all that other stuff, I'm feeling so much better.
So you're writing new music, you say? You're trying to record?
I am always writing something.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. It's just a little habit. I love it. I don't know how I got into writing songs, but, I really love it, the power of words. And so wherever I am, I'm always kind of listening and scanning. And then you hear these, you know, these song ideas. And I definitely still have that 4 o'clock in the morning thing where I have the angels singing to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I wake up and I try to write it all down. I can't get all of it, but it's a thrill that they're still singing to me.
So it's kind of like a dream, you mean? Like,
yeah, I have these really vivid dreams where, you know, they're just singing to me like, this is a message I want you to, okay, uh-oh, I shouldn't say all this. But, and I just try to bring it to life. And a lot of times I can't get the whole thing, but I'll get a little piece of it.
Right.
And then the excitement happens when I try to, you know, put it together and turn it into a nice song.
Yeah. Well, it's really good to have you back. This is kind of like old home week. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And we might mention you are also a member of Big Wide Grin, and they're kind of still together.
Yeah, they're still out there. It makes me so happy. They're still out there making music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to start playing a lot more around now that your back is better.
Yes, that's the plan. That's the plan.
Well, we caught you just at the right time, it sounds like. You're kind of coming back.
Oh, yeah. I am coming back as fast as I can.
He's here. In fact, he's already here.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be playing over the Five Points Community Farm Market today. That's exciting.
Yeah, that's a kind of a brunch thing from 12 until 2. Please come on out. It's going to be raining, right? So come out and enjoy the wonderful produce. And, you know, they got great stuff there. Every time I go, I end up, you know, buying all this wonderful stuff.
It's all local.
And it's all local, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have some lemon trees in my yard, and they said, you know, would you like to sell your lemons? And I was thinking, you know, lemon trees have thorns. Oh. So, I mean, I can get a couple of them off there, but beyond that, I need leather gloves. But, yeah, it's just a nice opportunity to be around great people, first of all, and a great place and a great mission.
Great food, too.
And great food. So come for brunch. That's the thing. Come hungry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with Lawrence Lambert, by the way.
Oh, I'm going to play this song called Eastern Sky.
Is this new or is this off your record?
It's off of my album. It's off of my album, Soul Folk.
Yeah.
Are you getting my guitar?
Yeah, I can hear you. Thank you.
20 years since I've seen you there. Trouble has found you, trouble has come along. We can't go back now, it seems so clear. Under lost may never be found. You've left your message of love right here on the ground. No matter how far I go, no matter how far I roam, your voice will bring me Eastern Scott, Larry. Oh my gosh! Thank
Lawrence
you,
Lawrence Lambert and Larry Burwald here on Hunter at Sunrise. That is so East Indian sounding.
Yeah, where did that come from? Yeah,
that is a really cool song.
And during my CD show, I had all these belly dancers come out on that song. It was really amazing.
How many belly dancers were there?
I thought it was going to be two, but I think it was about eight.
Eight.
Oh,
it was
class
pretty spectacular.
They took over the stage and the room. It was fantastic.
And they're still doing that song. I had a chance to see them again, and I was just happened to be in the audience, and they played my song and they danced to it.
Wow,
that's so cool.
That is very cool. Well, it's been a while since you put out Soul Folk, and are you thinking about putting out a new record soon?
Well, I'm still writing, but I got to put some time into Soul Folk, to be perfectly honest. You know, with my back going, you know, haywire, I didn't really get a chance to push the album. And So I really want to get out there because I will listen to it and I'm like, oh, that's such a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
So the artist has to get out and push the album.
Sure.
And so that's what I'm trying to do now, get out there and get Soul Folk going. Also, I'm learning with Larry as my teacher. We're working on some standard stuff.
Oh.
I mean, some old standards that are just spectacular. So I'm really excited about that opportunity. And
when you say an old standard, what do you mean?
Oh, God.
Well, like Bessie Smith and Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra Tony Bennett and Rosemary Clooney and all of these terrific songs from the big band era and even into the 50s and maybe
so it's
a little
gonna be
Stevie Wonder.
So it's going to be Lawrence Lambert sings the Great American Songbook.
Isn't that something? oh, gosh. I love it.
That should be very special. That sounds really cool. Yeah. Larry, since you haven't been here, what's going on with you?
Well, I'm having a great time surfing at the beach. And
really?
I play a lot of music. I play with Seth Stainback and Roosterfoot.
Yeah.
And I have a guitar repair shop, and I'm just kind of living a charmed life, working with guitars and music and going to the beach And yeah, life is good now. Well, and now Lawrence and kind of helping him out and launching this new project. Very, very excited.
What kind of guitar is that, by the way?
Well, I have a problem with guitars, you know, because it's kind of like if a woman who has a problem with shoes works at a Gucci outlet or something like that. So my guitar repair shop is in a music store, and there's this constant influx of guitars coming through the doors. And
sure.
So my problem is that I want them all. And so the house is getting really crowded, and so this guitar is only about a week in my possession.
Really?
Yeah, it's called a Parkwood. It's
so
just
you're
kind
trying
of
it out on
guitar.
Us, in other words.
I am, yeah. It's a beta test.
Somebody get a picture of this. It's a beautiful guitar.
It is a beautiful guitar.
It's prettier than most of them. I generally like them really beat up, like they've been dragged behind the truck and stuff. But occasionally I'll go along with something, get something pretty.
It's beautiful.
Because I like wood.
Yes.
We have to make sure we get a picture of that, Denise. That's a beautiful guitar. How old is that guitar, would you say? It's new to you.
That's kind of a personal question. Guitars don't like to be asked that. You know, some of them try to hide their age. Other ones flaunt it.
Gosh, I didn't know guitars were – well, I'm not going to say that.
Guitars can be as vain as their owners.
No, I was going to say something else. And luckily, I held that one, man. But anyway.
Good radio experience.
Yes, that's for sure. Well, I want to live the rest of the day, you know, and on into next week. But anyway, it's so great to see you guys. And now you're going to be over at Five Points Community Farm Market, both of you, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So that starts
12 until 2 today.
12 until 2 today. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, talking of beautiful guitars, I'm going to play my strum stick here.
Oh, yeah.
The anti-beautiful guitar.
I love this little thing. What made you come up with this?
Actually, it was a gift from a friend. She had it in her closet, and every time she closed her closet door, you could hear this thing like, and I was like, what is that? And she's like, it's an instrument. Would you like it? And I said, yeah, sure. And of course, whenever I get something, I have to honor it with a song, writing a song on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how it got started. And then I was living in a situation where my neighbors absolutely hated me. And I decided I would write a song for them. And so this was a song that I actually wrote for my neighbors.
Great. Here's Lawrence Lambert here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Do you have time? Come on and sit down. This won't take long, my friend. We can work it out. I won't scream or shout. Five doors down, I live. We live together in this same small town. Five doors down, I live. The walls between us just won't come down. Five doors down. We see each other every day. You ignore me, won't look my way. Disregard it for the color of my skin. Just raise a hand, I could be your friend. Five doors down, I live. We live together in this same small town. Five doors down, I live. The walls between us just won't come down. Five doors down. Check this out. It's a different time now. We can cross those color lines. Our kids ride that same school bus. This thing between us is just a matter of trust. Five doors down, I live. We live together in this same small town. Five doors down. I live. The walls between us just won't come down. Five doors down, I live. We live together in this same small town. Five doors down, I live. The walls between us just won't come down. Five doors down. Nice.
Wow.
Five doors down.
Under at Sunrise here with Lawrence Lambert and Larry Burwald on the electric guitar here. Well, that's one of my favorite songs that you do, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
That is just awesome.
I asked people, I said, well, what song do you want me to do, you know? And they were like, Five Doors, we want to hear that.
Right.
Okay.
That was one of my favorites for you.
Oh, nice.
Really cool. Larry Burwald and Lawrence Lambert here on Hunter at Sunrise. And so I really wish you luck with this project you got going on. This sounds really exciting.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited about this. And I'm also honored that you would invite me on your show, Hunter.
Oh, my.
So,
Larry, you know, you're like the house guy. You're like the guy.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, you're always, Lawrence, you're always invited on the show.
Oh,
so.
Thank you very much.
Most definitely.
I'm truly honored.
Well, it's great to see you again, and I'm glad your back is better.
Thank you.
Yes. Lawrence Lambert and Larry Burwald here on Hunter at Sunrise. We're going